to give or not to give. Surprise 4. Personal power. In addition to various strengths and abilities, people have a quality which shall here be called personal power. We all feel it, but it cannot be measured by standard scales or tests. It is multidimensional. Integrity is a sign of it. Intelligence, abilities, skills, strengths of all types are indications of it. Self-confidence, wisdom, and other non-material qualities contribute to it. But it is not any of these, and not even a sum or a weighted sum of all of these. This personal power does not equate with worldly power, such as a powerful position in society. A person with very little personal power can occupy a high-level position, and someone with enormous personal power can occupy no position at all. Someone with more of this personal power is not a better or worse person than someone with less. Goodness is shown by how someone uses one's power. This personal power is not just a greater amount of any type of skill or ability, including psychic ability. Psychic abilities can be acquired through discipline, like any other ability. They are not the same as what is here called personal power. Developing psychic ability includes learning to access and utilize one's personal power, but someone with great personal power may have no particular psychic ability. This personal power involves the ability to access our root energy unencumbered. As we clear our inner blockages and access our root energy, we sense truth and untruth, our inner compass, and our inner guidance more readily. Inner blockages can result from jealousy, resentment, unfulfilled desires, pride, unhealthy habits, incorrect beliefs, lies we have told, harm we have done. As we align our thought and action with truth equals love, we naturally access our root energy more readily. Through our root energy, we can access more of the universal energy of our source. However meek or shy, illiterate or underconfident, or however unimportant our worldly position, when we tap into our root energy and our universal source, our presence becomes more powerful, whether we want it to or not. We then influence our surroundings more, intentionally or not. People have different overall amounts of this personal power, this nebulous quality we can feel but is impossible to measure. Skills and abilities, virtues and character are earned through lifetimes. Personal power is also earned. It is not just a random quality of nature. An adept technician in any field, healing, martial arts, oratory, music, sports, art, reaches an invisible ceiling before achieving mastery. The transition to mastery occurs by accessing one's root energy. It is not necessary to meditate or perform any specific exercises in order to access one's root energy. It occurs when one's desire is strong and focused, overwhelming any blockages or distractions. Masterful artists in all fields have accessed their root energy and utilize it in their respective endeavors. Accessing one's root energy results in more of this personal power. Mastery of skills within a particular field is not necessary. The less encumbered and deeper one's access to one's root energy and our source, the stronger one's personal power. People with a greater amount of this personal power have greater influence just by their being. Even animals' hearts melted in the presence of Francis of Assisi. Krishna enamored everyone who saw him, even as a child. Memorable leaders have inspired millions, for good or for ill, with consequences either way, including eventual loss of power if one abuses it. We develop personal power as we stick to the truth, despite pressure or temptation to do otherwise. We develop personal power as we follow our conscience amid pressure to do otherwise. We also develop personal power when we sacrifice, giving without receiving, using wisdom to choose what, when, and to whom. Spirituality does not lead directly or necessarily to worldly power, position, protection, or dominance, but it does lead to inner strength, confidence, peace, and standing that cannot be taken away except by the natural results of one's own behavior. Spiritual development gradually results in greater personal power. Whatever one's skills, abilities, or personal power, every soul is a creature of the divine and deserves love from everyone. We need to sense the infinite value of each divine soul. People with greater skills, abilities, position, wealth, or personal power can use it to disenfranchise, exploit, or put down others who have less, which is why societies establish rules for fairness. Each of us also needs to maintain self-esteem without arrogance and not be affected by undeserved denigration. Just as it is important to consider different ability levels in contests, it is important to consider different amounts of personal power in our relationships with other people.